Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Health and Performance Podcast. My name is Joël Broersma. I'm a physical therapist. And before we dive into today's subject, I would like to ask you to go, please, check out my website at www.joelbroersma.com and sign up for my newsletter. It's the best way to stay up to date on my latest content, blogs, podcasts, and product service offerings. But most of all, it's a great way to show your support for what I'm putting out, and it really helps me to create more valuable content. So, with that being said, let's dive into today's subject. This week, I would like to talk to you about the basics of periodization of strength training. Periodization is the art of making programs, not only in strength training, because periodization applies to all sports, and it is the art of creating training programs that both fit your sport, that fit you, and that are geared towards preventing fatigue, optimize recovery, and to increase your performance as much as possible. So this means that a periodized training program is super specific, that it goes way farther than sets and repetitions and exercise selection, something which is very common for strength training programs or bodybuilding programs, where it's like, okay, here you have your exercises, here the amount of sets, here the amount of reps you need to do, and here the amount of rest you need to take, and that's it. But like I said, periodization goes way farther. It looks at how much rest do you have between training sessions, which type of strength training do you need to do now for this training phase of the other sport you're performing in. So this means like a periodized strength training program for runners is entirely different than that of soccer players. That a periodized strength training program of rugby players is totally different than that of swimmers. There might be exercises, there might be reps, ranges and repetitions that one or the other never touches upon, because every sport has its unique requirements. So with that said, I would like to discuss a couple of basic concepts of periodization. The first one of this is that a periodized training program, unlike most regular training programs that look at, okay, here's your program for the next 6 weeks, 8 weeks, a periodized training program starts with a 4-year perspective. So this is the big picture. What do you need to accomplish over a 4-year period? Then you go down to a 1-year period where you break up the year and look, when are your competitions? When do you need to be at your peak? When do you need to perform at your best? Once you know this, you know how much time you have to get there and what you need to do to be at your best. So with all this information, you can create different cycles where you focus on different types of performance. So that means you take a moment to improve your maximum strength, so your pure strength. You take moments to improve your endurance, and you take a moment to improve your power, for example. This all depends on your sport, of course. So there is a logical progression in your training. And this progression you see both in the sport you're performing at and in the gym where you do your weightlifting. So in this progression, you always start from a specific, so from general training, from in the gym, this means training your whole body with general exercises, to super specific, which means that if you're a runner, for example, that you will mimic the running movement in the gym, but with weights to increase your performance at these specific movements, which will then carry over into your running. So your training program always goes from a specific to specific. And like I've mentioned already a couple of times here, each program is very dependent on your sports. So if you want to perform at your best, you can't make do with a simple weightlifting or strength training program if you want to be a better runner, soccer player, or swimmer, for example, you will benefit a lot more from a periodized specific training program which takes into consideration your progression and your training of your main sport. So this also means that the general concepts of, oh, I'm doing 12 reps because I need more muscles or I want to look good, this all isn't relevant if you choose to focus on your main sport. Furthermore, your periodized training program above all takes into consideration how much rest you should take. So there is a big emphasis on seeing, okay, how much can you train, how can you combine your trainings so that you can train and rest as best as well as possible. Because in the long term, getting tired, overtraining are always an issue. So the better you prepare for them in your training program, the less likely you get overtrained. If you want to know more about overtraining, I would like to refer you to my second podcast where I discuss the 7 symptoms of overreaching and overtraining, which would be a great addition to this podcast. So, second and also a very important aspect of a periodized training program is that it constantly changes. So there is a continual progression towards a certain goal, but you never keep doing the same workout for more than 4 to 5 weeks. There will always be a change, always a change to prevent that you plateau. A plateau is when you get stuck at a certain performance level. So you keep mixing things up so that you keep stimulating your body to grow, to perform better. So this was an introduction to periodization and periodized training. To recap, why should you use periodization? It is to make sure that you recover well, that you prevent injuries, and that you can keep increasing your performance. Even more so, it is the way to align the training of your main sport, let's say running, soccer, or swimming, with what you do in the gym, and to actually make what you do in the gym improve your performance in your main sport. So when it comes to periodized training, it's important to that you step away from all the hypes and everything in the fitness world that is out there, because this most likely doesn't apply to your situation. The sport you want to excel at is the starting point, and from there on you look at what's relevant for you and how you want to how you can improve that by doing strength training. This means that you might do completely different training than anyone else, but that is because it's geared towards your sport. If you want a periodized training program, you can head over to my website and get in touch. I offer periodized training programs. I make them. You can get in touch via joel@joelbroersma.com via email, or you can just head over to my website, and then I will put a link in the podcast description where you can get in touch via a sign up form to tell me a little bit more about your goals, your current fitness levels, how much experience you have in the gym, so I can make a personalized periodized strength training program. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, you can send me an email or respond to this podcast on my website, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you so much for listening, and talk to you next week.